The other day, I was doing a random search for a local, well, not a local business, but a local entity. And I was just looking and it was just jumbled up. It was like that there was four ads at the top. Then there was two organic. Then there was the people all to ask. Then under that, there was the maps. Then seven other organic listings. And it just seems as though Google are testing lots of things at the moment on how the layout is and shifting things around a lot. What have you seen lately?
Yeah, absolutely. Things are jumbled. There's a lot of testing going on. But also, I think there's a, like, we need to start talking about the elephant in the room, which is that, like, Search Console and all of Google's reporting doesn't talk about these things that are included in the search results that push organic down. And most SEO tools don't either. They just count the way Google wants us to count. And so they say you're in position three, or they say you're in position two, and you think you know that what that means, but you might not if you're below two or three ads in a map pack and an app pack, or a map pack and a people also ask, or what have you. You think you know how much visibility, traffic, whatever to expect, but it's very different. And like I said, those things that Google is adding in tend to be more interactive and get more clicks, or they give the answer away from the get-go. The other thing that's happening a lot right now and that no one's paying attention to is Google has really been going after Amazon in the e-commerce space, adding what I call in product grids. And like a map pack goes to the GMB, the Google My Business or the Google Business Profile. The product grids, which are kind of organized through Merchant Center, they land usually on a product knowledge graph. And so there's Google getting in between your listing and the click or the final click, right? And giving you ways to transact directly through Google or with competitors. So like, let's say you do a search for a lawnmower. You might have a product grid with a couple different lawnmowers from a couple different sellers. You click on one that you like, and when you get to the knowledge graph, it was sold by one company, but in the knowledge graph, that company's there, and so are their competitors, and maybe their competitor has a better price or more star rankings or can deliver it today or what have you. And so you have the opportunity slash risk of being hijacked, your user getting hijacked on the way to try and click on your thing that your content ranked, but still they can leak out because they get to the knowledge graph and then maybe they click elsewhere or they see a bad review and don't ever get to your site. And so how would you know that that happened? There's not great tracking on any of that. If you're looking on in Merchant Center, you might have a sense for it, but you're definitely not going to get a sense for that in Search Console. And these things are hard to quantify because they come in packs of sometimes four, sometimes six, but sometimes there's multiple product packs in one result. So you'll have a blue link and then a four pack and then two blue links and then a six pack. And then a couple more organic and then another product grid. And so the product grid is happening three times in the result with a total of, let's say, 20 or 15 possible products for someone to click on. That's more results jammed into one or more click opportunities jammed into the same amount of space, essentially. And so the clicks are, by their nature, just going to kind of defray because you're spreading the clicks off more click opportunities.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.